Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Even though we won't have much humidity this week, still temperatures near 90 degrees for tomorrow and Tuesday. Again, with it being so early in the season, lots of water, shade, even that sunscreen, because our UV index now just as strong as the middle of August at a level 8 with that burn time right around 20 minutes during the afternoon. Temperatures will slowly come down. We'll have storm chances to talk about by Tuesday and Friday, but temperatures won't be back into the 70s potentially until next weekend. I'm 7 News, Reid Altershuler-Nevin to the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 56 degrees right now in College Park, also 56 degrees in Fairfax, and it's 59 degrees at the National Mall.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michael Toscano, and coming up,
protesters demand that charges be dropped against 7GW demonstrators. I'm Dick Iuliano.
We'll tell you why a local university had to go on lockdown.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph Fox.
Saying goodbye to Foxtrot. The stores in D.C. shut down. This is Kyle Cooper.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. This weekend's Midwest tornadoes have claimed at least one life. The first confirmed death coming last night during his twister in Sulphur, Oklahoma, southeast of Oklahoma City. Correspondent Omar Villafranca was bracing for the latest round of storms last night in Norman.
Our tornado warnings in Texas, Kansas, Missouri, and here in Oklahoma. In fact, some storms have just fired up to the northwest and southwest of us. Those storms are fast moving, and they are packed with wind, hail, heavy rain, and several tornadoes.
Forecasters say more of the same is likely today between Texas and Michigan. Utilities report about 75,000 customers in five states are without power. Hamas has released video showing two hostages, including an Israeli American, as Israeli protesters continue to press for their release. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
Every week, protests grow louder and angrier. Giving demonstrators fresh impetus, a new Hamas propaganda video showing Keith Siegel and Omri Meran speaking under duress. Loved ones fear time is running out for a deal ahead of an expected invasion of Rafah, which is already under regular bombardment.
In this country, campus demonstrations against the Gaza war are threatening to cancel the rite of passage for a generation that's already missed much of its youth. CBS's Michael George is in New York.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Kind of worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
And it's worth noting that the seniors graduating this year are part of the COVID generation. Many of them also missed their high school graduation ceremonies due to the COVID lockdown.
Is it animal cruelty or simply the facts of life when you live on a farm? A new book by South Dakota's governor is getting a lot of attention.
Christy Noem describes killing an untrainable dog named Cricket, which she says she hated, in an upcoming memoir, excerpts of which were first published by The Guardian. She also says she shot a goat to death. Responding on X, Noem said, "We love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put three horses down a few weeks ago that had been in our family for 25 years. The Democratic National Committee seized on the excerpts, calling them horrifying and disturbing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Pope Francis apparently is feeling better. He's made his first trip outside of Rome this year, visiting a women's prison in Venice. He's blessed the inmates there, saying that prison can become a place of moral and material rebirth. We all have mistakes to make up for. Me too. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It is 8:03, Sunday, April 28th. It'll be warm and sunny today with temps in the 80s. Good Sunday morning. I'm Lynn Bowie. The top local story we're following for you this hour. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue camping out on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports they're demanding GW reverse its action against seven student activists.
We have no intention on leaving until our demands are met.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior majoring in journalism, is calling on his university to drop its case against seven students who've been suspended and barred from university grounds.
We demand those charges to be dropped immediately because ultimately these are nonviolent student protesters.
GW says it suspended several students whose presence and conduct at the protest violated university policies. Students including Samar Saeed, a PhD student at Georgetown, says the protest, which began before dawn Thursday, will go on.
Yeah, I think students are going to maintain the encampment. The university, you know, has to engage with the students and listen to our demands.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
American University gives the all clear after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Around 5:45 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported seeing someone brandish a weapon in their direction. An American University police officer saw someone matching the description walking toward campus, so the school initiated a lockdown, telling the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who arrested the suspect. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. A man is dead after he was stabbed multiple times outside Audi Field. D.C. police say a suspect is in custody. It happened Saturday night around 6:30, an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game at Audi Field. DC United said the incident did not change the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. We have details from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a roadwork crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening, reminding the public that two of the victims remain missing, even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore. The memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. Famous for their black and white canopies and decor, a national chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week when they shut down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know?
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
It's 8:07, and coming up on WTOP and Money News, Amazon Prime is more popular than ever, and we look at the reasons why. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
It's 8:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Here's Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Thanks, Lynn. We've been talking to folks
395, the Southwest Freeway. We had a lot of fire trucks run essentially from the 14th Street Bridge all the way passing Main Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel in both directions, but the crash was unfounded. So I say to you, I see the roadway wide open and moving at speed. Be cautious as you take any ramps to or from 395 Southwest Freeway, just in case you may find something. But if you're in the district, things are moving well. Nothing else. Anacostia crossings, freeway, tunnels across the mall. You're crossing 295 from the Beltway, Oxon Hill, all the way through the Beltway, running into the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We're all moving well. If we're on the Maryland side, yes, no news means good news. The only thing we have note of is 97. They're supposed to be working again today as you run southbound 97 near Benfield Boulevard. You would stay to the left. I just have not seen it happening yet. You're moving pretty well. 95 in Maryland, Beltway to Beltway at speed. Same with 270. If we flip the coin into Virginia, 395, 95 from the 14th Street Bridge all the way to Spotsylvania County, moving well. Easy Pass Express will point northbound if need be. George Washington Parkway will have a race running from Old Town, beginning and ending in Old Town, but they run all the way to Mount Vernon and back with a 10-mile, a 5K, and a kid's dash, so this could be a while. No access to the George Washington Parkway from the Beltway for the Parkway Classic. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai at the Hyundai Tucson with a 3-year free maintenance plan. Go to fitzmall.com with the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Mary DeFompa, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Mary. 7 News First Alert Meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking a warm Sunday forecast. Temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Humidity levels are low, so don't expect heat index values. It'll be more comfortable outside with the drier air. Temperatures tonight will fall into the 60s, and tomorrow forecasting near 90 degrees for that high temperature. Still dew point staying in the 50s, so it won't be too humid out there tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies as well for your Monday. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
56 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Tom Busby.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. 180 million Americans now subscribe to Amazon Prime, 8% more than a year ago, and the most ever.
You know, it seems like people just can't live without Amazon Prime.
That's Bloomberg tech reporter Spencer Soper, and he says there are some good reasons why Amazon Prime keeps adding customers, willing to pay $140 a year for the service.
The primary draw is going to be fast shipping and the vast assortment of goods. So if there's something you need, you're most likely going to be able to find it on Amazon, even if you can't find it in a nearby store. And you're going to be able to have it delivered pretty quickly.
Now, that membership also includes the Prime streaming TV service.
All your streaming in one app with one password, Prime Video.
It added Thursday night NFL games this past year, which likely prompted a lot more men to sign up. And it's negotiating for even more live sporting events like NBA games and pro soccer matches. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tom Busby on WTOP.
D.C. police warn drivers do not drive past stopped school buses. It's 8:12.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one Welcome Plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPD LLC.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's 8:14, and coming up, the very loud insect ready to take over parts of the country. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
The Honda you want is here, so drive in the moment with the versatile Honda CR-V or Accord, all from the 2023 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Value brand. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2024 Honda Accord and a 2.9% APR on a 2024 CR-V.
See dealer for financing details based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 8:15. D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the city is now using cameras to catch them.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on NPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of D.C.'s Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
Two people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
It's 8:16. For the first time, there's an effort to clean up the entire 45-mile span of the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. The Northern Virginia Regional Park Authority says this is part of the 50th anniversary celebration of the trail, which is named after the railroad that traveled along its path, spreading commerce from the Alexandria seaport to the growing Northern Virginia communities to the west. The tracks connected and helped establish many hubs for economic development, which are now Arlington, Falls Church, Vienna, Reston, Herndon, Sterling, and Leesburg. A natural phenomenon that last happened more than 200 years ago will kick off again this spring. Two broods of cicadas will emerge at the same time. ABC's Will Gantz reports some compare their loud mating calls to sirens or even heavy machinery.
The cicadas are taking their party above ground in 13 states across the Southeast and Midwest. And despite those decibels, which can be as loud as a lawnmower or even a jet engine, cicadas are harmless.
And keep in mind, cicadas like to hang out above ground for about a month. So experts say, depending on where you live, they could linger in your area until early June. It's 8:17. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Here are the demands from demonstrators in D.C. Hamas is now reviewing Israel's proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as the U.S. Secretary of State heads to the Mideast. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're brought to you by Joe Hadid. Allergens are everywhere. You need Hadid. Get 15% off hygienic implant rug cleaning now if you visit joehadid.com. 8:18, and we have traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Thanks, Lynn. And we do not have too much by way of traffic. We're going to start on the Beltway, though. A couple of issues just called out. If you're on the Beltway in Virginia, Outer Loop, near the Dulles Toll Road, first report of a disabled vehicle, didn't see anything initially. Also on the outer loop as you cross the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and working toward the 295 exits. Not clear if it's through or local, but they also went for a disabled vehicle. There's been a new crash being reported in Maryland on 95 heading southbound near 198. Watch your mirrors. Response is heading to scene. I got one camera shot and I did not see anything offhand. So be prepared. 95 south near 198. We're checking now on 270 runs well. Nothing if you're 50 going to or from the Eastern Shore this morning. Rides well from the Beltway across the Bay to Queenstown and back. 97, we're scheduled to have some work running southbound through Millersville near Benfield Boulevard. You would stay left if they got out there. I have one camera shot. I do not see them and currently not watching much by way of delay. 95 in Maryland, Beltway to Beltway doing okay. Flipping the coin into Virginia, 95 runs well, 395-95 from the 14th Street Bridge all the way to Fredericksburg. But again, 95 south in Maryland near 198, they are looking for a crash. In Virginia, Route 7 in Sterling, it was eastbound near Potomac View. That's the first report of an accident. The George Washington Parkway, we have rolling closures from Old Town all the way to Mount Vernon. It is the Parkway Classic. They have a 10-mile run, a 5K, a kid's dash, so the closures could last a while. Be prepared. There would be no access to the George Washington Parkway from the Beltway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. Mary DePompa, WTOP traffic.
Mary, thank you. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We're done with highs in the 60s for now. Highs in the 80s starting today. And that continues through most of the week as these temperatures stay warm, high pressure building in. Now, the heat will peak tomorrow. Temperature around 90 degrees. It will be a drier type of heat, so don't have to worry about heat index values. But still, with the first round of warm temperatures this time of year, you'll want to use those heat precautions outside with lots of water, shade, and even sunscreen. Our UV index still level 8 this time of year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
58 degrees in Fort Washington, 56 in Ashburn, 55 in Rockville, and 56 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. And stay tuned for the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest and your chance to win VIP tickets to the DC Boat Show. It's 821.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
What's wrong with Rick? He's kind of spacey.
That's Rick's identical twin, Scott. He's not used to answering direct.
What's going on?
Rick asked me to keep it secret, but he asked his twin to cover his shift so he could go to Diamonds Direct to shop.
But this is a jewelry store.
Exactly. But the prices and selection are so much better at Diamonds Direct. Rick doesn't want the boss to get suspicious, so Scott's here in case the boss sees Rick at Diamonds Direct.
But that would mean that the boss is at Diamonds Direct, too.
Yeah? We have a lot of secrets.
You never know who you'll run into at Diamonds Direct. With unbeatable direct importer prices, the highest quality diamonds, the most sought-after designer rings, the best customer service, the strongest guarantees in the industry, it's just a no-brainer.
You think if Scott had a mustache, he'd look like me?
Go where everyone goes. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 8:22. I'm Lynn Bowie, and thanks for being with us. It's time for the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We're about to play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. So listen carefully. Be the first caller at 855-885-1035 to correctly identify the mystery newsmaker and win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to the DC Boat Show at National Harbor. Here is your mystery newsmaker for the week.
As a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
Visit WTOP.com and search contest for more information. 1 year ago, an exhibit displaying the Degas sculpture Little Danger, aged 14, was defaced. Two people smeared red and black paint on the case and base of the exhibit. One of the people who pleaded guilty in the case now gets a 60-day sentence in prison. 54-year-old Joanna Smith entered her plea last December to one count of causing injury to a National Gallery of Art exhibit. The judge also ordered 24 months of supervised release for Smith, along with 150 hours of community service, 10 of which must involve cleaning up graffiti. Medical officials at the University of Virginia want more people to consider living organ donations. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Suburban Charlottesville recently donated one of his two kidneys. Sitting alongside his surgeon on the UVA campus, he said he has no regrets.
There's a friend of mine put out an SOS on Facebook, if you will, saying, you know, her son needed a kidney.
With O positive blood, Rucker was a perfect match. He said once the UVA transplant surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier, told him his risk of living with only one kidney was minimal, he did the test and donated the organ. The entire process from the initial inquiry to the recovery, he said, was much easier than expected. UVA officials say they need more people like Rucker to donate. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
One in six kids wears headphones for more than 2 hours a day. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports doctors warn parents to protect their children from hearing loss.
Whether it's occupying a toddler with a show.
Wait, Louie!
Or it's a teen listening to music. A University of Michigan survey found that kids are wearing headphones for long periods.
I've had a pretty large surge in children over the last few months.
Dr. Brittany Omitz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
You know, hearing loss can cause issues with speech and language development.
And the age of kids impacted by hearing loss is skewing younger, with some kids dealing with it at 5 years old. She says parents should have kids practice the 60-60 rule, which is no more than 60 minutes with headphones on a day, and keep the volume at 60%.
It's just a guaranteed way to keep your ears safe.
And she says know the symptoms of hearing loss in a child, such as them not reacting to loud sounds or having trouble listening. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste.